U.S. District Judge Ronald Layton found the International Longshore and Warehouse Union in contempt of court for blocking a train and storming a grain terminal about 3 weeks ago. He's now fined the union $250,000. In addition, he put union leaders and members on notice. They'll be personally fined if there's further trouble. A longshore union spokesman calls the calculation of the fine unjust and arbitrary and promises it will be appealed. In a separate hearing, Judge Layton tackled the underlying issue. He listened to arguments about whether the grain terminal's lease with the Port of Longview compels the company to hire local longshoremen. The terminal operator instead is trying to save money by hiring workers from a different union based in Oregon. The judge says he's confounded by the contract dispute. He says he'll try to issue an initial ruling about the lease terms in about a week. I'm Tom Bontsi in Tacoma.